Now let's consider the issue of whether international trade helps or hurts the environment. This is a quite complicated question, so don't expect a simple answer at the end, but let's just think through a few of the key mechanisms at work. First, wealth effects operate, so a lot of environmental problems, they become better with wealth. Countries either obtain the resources or the capabilities or the technologies to improve their environments, or as they become wealthier, they're simply more interested in living in a clean setting. A smaller number of environmental problems seem to become worse with wealth, and here carbon emissions would be a simple example. As countries produce more, they tend to emit more carbon into the atmosphere. Some environmental problems first become worse with wealth and then become better. So imagine a country that becomes wealthier and then it has cars. Well, in the short run, air pollution goes up. As the country becomes wealthier, they tend to ban, say, leaded gasoline, and then the air becomes cleaner again. Mexico City is an example of a region that has become significantly wealthier and also has moved toward much cleaner air. Economists are fond of citing something called the Kuznets curve, and this shows that many environmental problems start to improve as countries reach the middle income range and GDP per capita hits a range of about $5,000 to $8,000 per year. A much longer run factor is that greater wealth tends to lower birth rates, and that means in the longer run less population, and that will in some ways put less pressure on the environment. Some discussions of trade in the environment split the problem up in a slightly different way. So they will say on one side of the ledger there are technique effects and composition effects, which tend to make countries cleaner. Technique effects mean you have access to cleaner technologies of production. Composition effects mean that you want cleaner outputs. And on the other side of the ledger are scale effects. Scale effects mean that by producing more, you may be creating more pollution. Another relevant factor is simply that international trade tends to minimize private costs of production. So for instance, say you're considering a comparison. Should you, for instance, ship grapes in from Chile on a boat? Or should you truck in grapes from California, using, of course, roads and gasoline? Private entrepreneurs will compare the costs of energy and transport, and basically they're looking to pick the option which lowers those costs, and in general that tends to be environmentally more friendly. Still, we need to be careful here. What the market is minimizing is private costs of production, and private and social costs are not always the same, especially with regard to the environment. For instance, some fuels may be environmentally dirtier than others, but this difference is not always reflected in the price of those fuels. The literature on the environment and trade also considers the question of whether there is some kind of race to the bottom with regard to environmental standards. Now, the evidence on this seems to be that overall the world is investing more resources in protecting the environment, but still we can see a notable trend where entrepreneurs are shifting the production of pollution and pollution-producing goods to poorer countries. Just to put it quite simply, you don't see a factory like this being located in Beverly Hills. The residents simply wouldn't put up with it. But you very often do see factories just like that located in China. The last time I went to China, I was there, I think, for 8 days, and I saw the blue sky only one out of those 8 days in Beijing. That, of course, is one source of pollution. There's very often a normative debate about the shifting of pollution-producing activities to poorer countries. Some individuals are seeking to argue normatively that this is efficient and it's a good thing, while other individuals take the point of view that this is extremely unfair. That debate lies outside the narrow bounds of economics, but we can state a few general trends. First, in most environmental areas, over time, wealthy countries tend to become cleaner, and trade helps them do that. A second general trend is that if we have poorer but ambitious countries that want to grow, they may well become much dirtier, but in becoming dirtier, they also will grow faster, and of course, China is an example of that. Note also that in the much longer run, those poorer, ambitious, but growing dirtier countries may in the longer run actually become much cleaner. For instance, South Korea was a much more polluted country several decades ago. The air in Seoul, the capital city, was quite bad, but now Seoul is quite a pleasant place to be. If you look at North Korea up here, what you find is lower levels of pollution, but they're also much poorer, and they've yet to go down the entire track of, in some ways, first becoming a dirtier place, and in later ways, then cleaning up with prosperity. There's really a large amount of reading you can do on this topic, but just a few of many places to start. There's a good survey article by Daniel Estee called Bridging the Trade Environment Divide. That's online. There's also a good journal article called Is Free Trade Good for the Environment? You can Google the phrase Kuznets Curve to many useful readings. Also quite general, but you can Google Trade and the Environment. If you'd like a book, a lot of key readings are collected in Handbook on Trade and the Environment. And in general, precisely because this is such a complex and diverse area, I recommend that you Google specific issue areas that you may be interested in.